FM 90.3 WJTL, new from Ben Fuller, who I am, Lauren Dago. Oh Lord, before that, good morning, 721.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies, a breezy high 80. Tonight, clear, low 54. Friday, mostly sunny, high around 80 as well. Saturday, we'll see sunshine, but then some afternoon showers and storms possible. A little cooler at a high 72. Sunday, 79 to wrap up the weekend. Sunny, chance of afternoon showers. 71 here in Lancaster.
This morning, our very special guest, Pastor David Ashcraft, the senior pastor at LCBC Church. Good morning,
good
again,
morning.
Dave.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Andy. Thank you again for having me here. Appreciate
it. Absolutely. Man, we love your voice.
It's awesome.
I could listen to you talk all day.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Such a wonderful way with the way you speak, but you also have a wonderful way with the way you write. And today we're talking about your book, What Was I Thinking? And it's a book to help us make better decisions. But I know sometimes we learn from making bad decisions. Any decisions that you could think of that you were like, that was probably not my best decision.
Well, you know, it's funny with that question, what was I thinking? We don't tend to ask it when we do something smart or do make a good decision.
Right.
We tend to only ask it. It only comes up when we make a bad decision. And yeah, I've got a good history of lots and lots of bad decisions. As I tried to think through what is one of the worst decisions I made, it would have been in my early 20s. And Ruth and I were married. Justin, our son, was probably about 2 years old. We were able to go to Disney World, which is a fun place. But we got into one of our biggest tussles that we've ever had, and it was there in the park at Disney, and they have a parade every afternoon. I think back then it was maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I am tall. I'm 6'4". Ruth is short, 5'2", and so she wanted to see this parade as it comes through town. My idea was, let's just wait right about till 2 o'clock. We can just stand and watch over everybody else and enjoy the parade, but why sit and wait for that parade to come? Her idea was, let's get there early, sit on the curb, have a great spot, and see it. And so for whatever reason, as I talk through, there's different processes we go through in making decisions. One of them's desire. My desire was not to sit there and wait for the parade to come. Hers was. And so, you know, for whatever reason, I got mad, and I wasn't going to sit there and wait. And so I walked away and left. And this is back 90, so probably 92, 93. Well, no, actually, this would have been 89. So well before cell phones, there was no way to communicate with each other.
Right.
So I not only walked away from her, I went, got in the car, left the park, went back to our hotel in downtown Orlando. I can still, in my mind, picture myself sitting on the bed, looking at the newspaper. And at some point, sitting on the bed, it finally dawned on me, what was I thinking, and what have I done? And it was all just my own selfishness. It was my own pride. It was my own stupidity. But, I mean, this is now hours by the time you leave the park. If you've been to Disney, you know, it takes time just to get to the parking lot, leave. So I don't remember being panicked, but I do remember going back to the car, driving back to the park, finding a place to park. And we had not talked about where we were going to meet because, again, I'd left in anger. And so it had been hours and hours. Ruth and I were talking the other day, and not even sure she had her purse with her, but somehow, miraculously, God brought us back together there in the park, and I learned very quickly that what was I thinking, and reacting out of anger is not the right way to go. Could have been such a bad experience, and in her mind, it was a very bad experience.
Right.
But we just make some kind of foolish decisions, and I was going with my gut then. I was going with what felt right to me at the time, which it's hard to even imagine. How could that have possibly felt right, but right. In the moment it did.
Sure.
And so what we're trying to do is say, how do we prevent those kind of foolish decisions
right.
that we think are right with our gut, with our feelings, and how do we make a thoughtful, well thought out decision that's not going to lead to something like that?
You talked about four things, four processes you go through. Share those with us again.
Yeah. So the first really comes down to desire. And what do I want? What is it I'm hoping to get out of the situation? The second is really just opportunity and what's available for me? Am I able to do it? Third is power. And do I have the ability to do this? Do I have the power to do it? The fourth is just expectation. What do I think is going to come out of it? And Rob and I joke about it. We call this a dope model because it comes down to desire, opportunity, power, and expectation.
And that's awesome.
And so that's just kind of an acronym to help us think through it. But it works in every way. Driving over here this morning, Fred and Annie, there was a car that kind of pulled out in front of me. And so instantly, okay, I'm thinking, what's my desire? Well, my desire is one, to have him speed up. My desire is also to let him know he pulled out in front of me. And so I tried to think through, okay, what can I do with this? Well, I could honk the horn. I could ride his bumper. Mm-hmm. I had the power to do that. The opportunity was there. But the expectation, what do I think would happen if I honk at him, if I ride his bumper? It's not going to move him along any faster.
Yeah.
So I calmed down and said, okay, I'm not going to do that. But it's just kind of, you just kind of quickly run through those steps, and it helps you make good decisions.
And all of us have hundreds, if not thousands, of decisions like that every day. So I think this is a book for everybody, but specifically, you're looking at leaders. You want to target leaders. Tell us about that.
Yeah, very much leaders, but it can be leaders at church, because initially this was written for church leaders, but it could be leaders in the home. And so helping our kids think through those processes, and I don't know that we need to make our kids memorize those, but we as parents can, as they come with questions, and even as being as young as 5 or 6, or when they get into high school or thinking about college decisions or dating decisions, you know, what's your desire in this relationship? What's your desire as you think through of college? What opportunities exist? And so do you even have the opportunities to go to the schools you want to? Power, do you have the power to make it happen? Do you have the money to be able to pay for it? And then results, what do you expect is going to happen? And so just trying to help people think through that. So I think board members, church leaders, but it can be parents, it could be teachers, really anybody that's got influence, and all of us have influence in doing that. So. Mm-hmm.
What Was I Thinking? It's a book from David Ashcraft with Rob Skaysel, and it is available everywhere.
Yeah, right? Really. Amazon.com is probably the easiest place, but it could be Lifeway. Any place you buy books, you can get it. And Fred, I also want to just say real quick, one of the first things we encourage people with is make sure you invite God into the process. And
sure.
Again, this is a Christian radio station. I'm a pastor, and all of us are supposed to think, oh, sure, I'll invite God. But it's amazing how seldom we do, or how often we forget to actually pause and say, okay, wait a minute. What would God want us to do? And I started this morning saying this was initiated by a friend who made some real foolish decisions, a pastor, a leader, and found himself in inappropriate decisions. And had he just paused and said, okay, wait a minute, what if I invited God into this situation, what would Jesus want me to do? And I know that sounds cliche for us as Christians, but if we would do that more often, we would save ourselves a lot of those what was I thinking moments.
Right.
Amen.
So, amen.
The book is called What Was I Thinking from David Ashcraft. It's available everywhere, Amazon and all other places. And David, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thank
you guys for having me. I appreciate it
very
much.
Yeah, we loved having you here. But maybe easier than Amazon is right now.
Is right now. I'm going to give you a chance to win this book. It's been so special having David, Pastor David, here with us today. So this book, What Was I Thinking? I'm going to give you a chance to call in and win it right now. I'm excited to read it. I think it's going to be helpful for so many of us as we face, like Fred said, hundreds of decisions every day. So you can call 717-392-3690. I'll take caller number 4. That's 717-392-3690 for the book, What Was I Thinking? By Pastor David Ashcraft and Bob Skaysel.
Yeah, thank
call
you.
Now.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you guys
David,
very much. Appreciate
here.
You.
We'll thank leave you. Everybody with a Matt Goss tune. This is all for you on WJTL.